On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I'm going to respond verbally to this text because I don't know how this worked out on the text line. If you want to join in, 617-779-7937. Hi, Andrew. Kevin here from, I'm not going to give the company name, and he gives an address. It's a great day for a new fitness program. When do you want to come in? Sir, you're texting a radio show. Like, but they got my name right, Fitzy. Isn't that a little weird?
Wait, hi, Andrew. It's a great day for...
A new fitness program. When do you want to come in? I don't, Kevin. I'm in great shape. I don't need you, Kevin. Screw you.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, he was just making an extension. It's probably also AI generated, which is amazing.
Kevin's AI? Huh, could be. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was interesting. That's you've reached WEEI, but appreciate you listening, whether you're AI or really are Kevin or whoever you are. It is 5:07:05, Fitzy. You know what time it is. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, Fitzy, before we get into Mike Vrabel and his infatuation with naps lately... and I don't mean taking them during the bye weekend. I mean on his team not taking them. Let's touch on this Ja'Marr Chase suspension. He will miss the Patriots game on Sunday. It's a big one in a weird way. Like, I didn't think the Bengals were going to beat the Patriots with Ja'Marr Chase, but I don't love, I'm just going to say it, Carlton Davis. I don't love Carlton Davis in the Patriots defensive backfield. I know we thought, $18-plus million veteran corner with Gonzo. You're going to have one of the better tandems. I feel like he gets picked on. I feel like he's always giving up catches and key spots, whatever. And obviously, if you have T. Higgins out there and Ja'Marr Chase, I'm assuming Carlton Davis is going to have to be around one of those guys a lot of the time. Now you don't have to deal with Ja'Marr Chase. So now T. Higgins, this man right here in the zero jersey, his name's Christian Gonzalez. He's going to be spending a lot of time with you. And I feel much better about the overall defensive game plan.
Yeah, the idea that Gonzo doesn't have to cover Ja'Marr Chase, thereby putting Carlton Davis on T. Higgins Island, that's got to give you a little extra comfort, because otherwise that would have been a problem. Like, Ja'Marr Chase already would have given Christian Gonzalez fits because he's a good enough receiver that he can challenge any cornerback in the league at any time. But Higgins, considering the way Carlton Davis has been playing this year, I'm not saying like he took an old pill before he started the season, but just doesn't look doesn't even look as spry as he did last year when he was doing a lot of man coverage with Detroit, let alone Carlton Davis, the Super Bowl champ from Tampa a few years ago.
Yeah, there was a play in the red zone. They ran like a little slant, and he was borderline non-competitive. He kind of, it almost looked like you would in practice when the coach is like, all right, this is 70% tempo, and DBs, let the offense catch the ball. We're trying to get some work done here. So, you know, run with him, but let him catch the ball. And I'm like, this is a primetime game against a division rival, and he looks like he's at a practice tempo. Yeah, I don't, the whole Carlton Davis experience for me has not been fun.
I wonder if he's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing. I'm not, I know you're not getting return on investment. And as you go, you know, they already re-signed Marcus Jones. So you're going to have Gonzo and Marcus Jones as two of your three. So if you want to swap somebody out or change something out, you're kind of, you have that opportunity. Not like you'd be changing the entirety of the defensive backfield.
Oh, no. I think they go, Andy, I think it's a double dip. I think Vrabel is going to want both a corner in the draft. Wouldn't surprise me if they target that in the first two rounds. And going to get a veteran in free agency. Meanwhile, side note, I know we were talking a little broader spectrum NFL, how certain teams looked. A lot of teams we don't get to watch because we're so hyper-focused on most Sundays on the Patriots. Did you see what a nice little 73-yard interception touchdown return for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I did not. Wait, what did you say?
Did you see who had a 73-yard interception return for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, I did. Damn Duggar.
Uh-huh.
Can we get him back? No, I don't want him back. I'm just kidding. No, no, no. I want no part of him. I don't think Duggar's that good. I saw. Uh-huh. Did you see who caught a 55-yard completion on the Saints against Duggar earlier in the year? Olave. I've seen all of that. I don't
think he was playing his best because I think he was always unsure of his place on the team or his footing. He might be a little freer now. Like he's like, hey, one team paid me to leave so I could go play somewhere else, and they're playing me all the plays. I'll do. Hey, Steelers defense has been pretty good the last couple weeks. Not saying, just saying.
So he was sulking. Good to know. That's the kind of guy I don't want on my team. So move on, and good luck in Pittsburgh. We're much better off without you. Fitzy, are you a nap guy? Do you ever nap?
I do a lot of days. I do 10-minute naps, like short, real short ones. Yes,
power naps. Yeah, I'm not a.
They're
big
fantastic.
Napper. I always wake up more tired when I try to nap.
That's so, a half hour or longer. If you go like people that do 90-minute naps, just go to bed. What are you doing?
Well, what if it's like Stiz, you want to chime in on napping during the day?
Yeah, I am a whore. My sleep schedule is so bombastic. Sometimes I do fall victim to the nap. It's one of those things where you're playing the world's most deadliest game. You fall asleep. Are you going to fall asleep for 20 minutes or 2 hours? You don't know. So
Stiz, when was the last time you had a good nap?
What time is it?
About
earlier today. Earlier today, I took a nap and my phone died when I took a nap. It wasn't really an intentional nap, but I fell asleep on my couch.
Passed out?
I wasn't meaning to. I woke up with about 30 minutes till showtime. So
no.
I had to get in my car.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. I had to speed over here. I apologize to anyone that was on Starro in my way.
Okay, Mike Vrabel has been preaching no naps, so you need to listen to him, Stiz. But his football team needs to listen to him, and they are listening. So we talked to Marcus Jones earlier in the show, as we do each and every Patriots Monday. Again, go back on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the whole interview. But we asked Marcus Jones what taking no naps means to him and the team.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I would say complacency is a thing that, you know, that can happen to teams and everything. So, you know, I believe in this team that we don't have complacency, you know, people in the building. You know, we're always trying to get better, and we're trying to find better ways to make things better every single day, whether it's, you know, getting more meeting time, whether it's, you know, extra things at practice, you know, small things. We don't want to end up having the small things end up adding up to where it can be a costly situation. So our thing is always making sure that we give in 110% anything that we end up doing, and then just try to stack good days, get 1% better each day.
And Fitzy, this explains, we did see Vrabel on Thursday night. They caught him, I think, twice on the prime cameras doing the, you know, both hands against his cheek and like move. Yeah. And
tempo, no, take no plays off. Yeah.
Right. So clearly this is now an ongoing theme for this team. And I get why you would break it out last week or in recent weeks, because not only are you succeeding 8 games in a row, but it's a short week. If you were looking to kind of, I don't know, let your foot off the, oh, the Jets, the trap week discussions. Mm-hmm. So he didn't say no trap. He took it a different way and went no nap. Do you think it's a smart play on his, and you think the team is listening?
The results speak for themselves. So yeah, they're listening. They're loud and clear. Drake and Marcus both had answers set for that. And I don't think those are like canned answers that they were supposed to, you know, divulge on a moment's notice or whenever asked about it as well. I think that's also part of the culture. I think that's also part of the whole idea that this team takes nothing for granted, you know, for to whom much is asked, much is given. Like, these guys are out there earning it. And they also threw out a little bit of the no days off as well. Like, they know from whence they come. Just because entitlement was removed from the building and he established a new culture, a new leadership, doesn't mean you can't still, you know, borrow a little bit from the past.
So you mentioned it. Marcus had an answer ready. Drake May also had his answer ready when we asked him about this whole nap thing.
Ooh, we've had this debate many times in the training room and the meal room.
Nope.
I like my chances.
That's not Drake May talking about his naps. We'll get to that later. That's Drake May about playing basketball. Drake May talking about no naps, Stiz. I'll give you a second if you can find that back there, because Fitzy's right. He had a good answer ready, and he did kind of allude to the head coach, the legend, the UNC current coach, in his answer. So here's Drake May on this whole nap thing in Foxborough.
Yeah, it's been no plays off. It's no days off. It's what Coach Vrabel, it's what he brings every day. You know, it's no days off. It's no plays off. I think times when, you know, we get up in games offensively and kind of have a two-score lead or you know, have a chance to put the game out of reach, we need to, you know, be at our best and still have that same urgency as we do in the beginning of the game. And I think he's trying to get that across to the team, and knowing that, you know, good teams have a chance to come back on us and make it a game. So that's what we're trying to you know, be, is no naps and don't take plays off, because every position, every play matters.
And I love that mentality, Fitzy, because we've learned over the course of this season, mostly for the better, I would say, from the Patriots, how long these games are. Right? Yep. Remember the dogfight against the Browns that was no longer a dogfight? It turned into, like, you know, you're in the third quarter and boom, 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 touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Like, there's a lot that can happen in, or hell, yesterday, Bills, Bucks, and we're like, boy, Josh Allen sucks. And then you finish the game, you're like, oh, that's one of the greatest statistical performances we've ever seen from Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's not just Josh Allen was awesome today. Josh Allen put on a performance for the ages. Yeah, no, it was I remember taking my eyes off the TV for like a few minutes. It was something like 20-16 or something. Next thing I know, it's like, whoa, what is Tampa doing up 32-31? Like, that was a slugfest. But Josh Allen, or we can call him Western New York Drake May, just slugged harder and slugged more often and made for a very entertaining game and reminded us why they're always a threat and a perennial MVP contender as well. But the fact that they're all parroting the company line, you know, take no plays off, no days off, nothing is for granted. Like, that's good. You want all your boys in lockstep saying, like, you know, toeing the company line.
So the company line for the Patriots is, right, we just sort of ignore the noise, or it used to be the company line. Mm-hmm. We talked about it earlier. Cam Newton says that the Patriots are fool's gold, right? They're cubic zirconia. Yeah, former Patriot and noted Drake May fan, which is interesting. Former Patriot.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And noted Drake May fan from Charlotte, a guy that Drake May honored with his touchdown dance earlier in the season.
He idolizes him.
He idolizes him. Well, so we had to ask him, Drake May, what do you think about Cam Newton calling the Patriots fool's gold?
Oh, no, I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, make certain comments, so... You know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, you know, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
So I heard it in the time, and I want to ask you guys, because you guys sometimes accuse me of hearing things that aren't there. And I sometimes hear things that aren't there. Was there a little bit of that Kobe Bryant in there? Remember that answer where he's like, who? Do I know him? Do I know that dude? Do I know that dude? And he's like, I don't even know what show Cam Newton's
100%.
On. 100%. So intentional?
When he did the show thing, I was like, ooh, Spicy Drake, clapping back. Okay. That was great.
So I love the super fan stiz. Like, you heard that the way I did. Like, I don't even know what show he's on. Like, who's Cam Newton? Like, he kind of big-timed Cam Newton there, who used to be his idol and he used to celebrate by doing the Superman.
Right? Yeah. You think it's a big timing? I don't know. I mean, like, he knows he's on TV. He knows he talks. I think in a lot of ways he's avoiding getting caught up in a headline war, because if Cam Newton says one thing on TV, let's say Drake May says, you know, something about his hats, or like, oh, I remember him 5 years ago. He couldn't throw the ball 20 yards with accuracy. That gets aggregated. Then that audio goes viral. They're playing that on First Take. He smartly avoided it.
Well, I mean, depends who you are, because your people, your aggregation friends, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but if I were them, I could turn that into clickbait. I could definitely, Drake May, big times Cam Newton, quote, I don't even know what show he's on. And there's your headline. And you can click on that all over the internet if you want.
Now that you've said it, it'll be out in 5 minutes.
Not that I'm suggesting anybody do that, but I just,
did.
I thought it was an interesting answer. And they both tried to say the right thing, both Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Like, people can say what they want. They get paid to do what they want. Hell, Mike Vrabel might get paid to do that. He could have a nice 10-year run as the Patriots coach, retire in 10 years, only be 60 years old, and pull a Bill Cowher and then do TV for another 10, 12, 15 years, right? So Mike Vrabel could be in that business at some point. My favorite answer, I think, of the Drake May interview today, coming off the heels of Thursday night, when Will Campbell interrupted his press conference and Drake May said, man, get out of here, rookie. And then sort of had to collect himself while giggling at the podium in a way that I don't know that we've seen Drake May giggle. So, Fitzy, I think it was you had to ask him about this relationship with Will Campbell. And I thought this was a really enlightening answer.
Yeah, Big Country, he's been awesome. I think he's probably the way he's kind of handled it. You know, I think we're in a similar situation. You know, top pick, leaving college early and coming up here on our own from the South. So it's just been cool for us to kind of share the similar journey and share some of my experiences with him. And he's been, him and some of the rookies we have, and Jared and Travion, they've been a great class, and Kyle and Craig on the defensive side. So proud of what they've done as a rookie class. And I think Will's just coming to work and coming to practice them, really every day. He's one of our best practice players, and it shows up in the games, and it's fun kind of sharing our accents. I think his is a lot stronger than mine, so it's fun to hear that, and I think that's the best thing about it is just, like I said, sharing some similar experiences and sharing what I had learned from last year and knowing, you know, what a long season it was compared to college. So it's also cool being, you know, young and, you know, both kind of living through the same, you know, living the same kind of life.
A couple things real quick on that, boys. First of all, Big Country is a great nickname, and I think that perfectly fits Will Campbell. That was also one of the longer, at least looking at the files, answers that we have from Drake all season. Not an overly verbose guy, pretty quick to get in and out, so you can tell how much this guy means to him by the amount that he was willing to talk. And I just, we talked about this on Friday after we heard that post-game answer, but I think we're not given enough credit to how big that relationship has been, not even on the field, because Campbell's been great, but off the field, both being comfortable in a place where they're not really used to kind of going through it together. I think there are so many layers to Drake May and Will Campbell.
Yeah, I love it. And the Big Country thing, didn't they ask Will Campbell like a month ago and he just laughed and goes, no, he calls me that? Because somebody said, do they call you that? And he's like, no, he calls me that. Which, by the way, I mean, if the head coach or the quarterback call you something, there's a good chance it's going to stick. If Drake May continues to call him Big Country, which, Dan Ball, you probably don't remember this. Fitzy, I'm sure you do.
I was just going to say, doesn't this track with his NBA fandom?
Yeah, Bryant Reeves, Big Country. Out of Kansas, I will say, back in the
day. For the original Vancouver Grizzlies.
Correct. It was his. But I think, I mean, you can have a Big Country once every, whatever that would be, 30 years in professional sports. And if Drake May wants it the way he's playing, Drake May gets it. But yes, Dan Ball, I agree with you. There was a lot to that answer, and I think it's genuine. It's a little bit like when we talked to Marcus Jones, Fitzy, after he signed his contract and said, like, why do you want to be here? And it was a long, honest, like, seemingly emotional answer about they invested in me and I want to be loyal, blah, blah, blah. Like, everything he said, it was that this answer had that same feel. And then finally, if we got the emotional answer, support of his boy Will Campbell out of the way. And I also think that's a great building block. If your left tackle and your quarterback love each other, that's like, you know, find a receiver that they all love. And all of a sudden we're talking about you're really building a nice offensive foundation. But of course, it's a wouldn't be a Drake May interview without may or may not. So here's a sampling of some of those answers. All right, Drake, I'm not even sure if I'm qualified to ask this question. I don't know what it means, but I'm sure you've come across it. 6'7", may or may not.
6'7". Yeah, I'm not really sure what it means, but I'm for the trend, so I'd say may.
Yeah, I hear it about 50 times a day in my house with two young boys, Drake. Be glad you don't have any around just yet. Speaking of young kids and things they love, video games. A lot of guys are gamers, probably, especially on your team. Video games is a chill-out tool for you, may or may not.
Yeah, I could play some video games. You know, I grew up with your older brother, so we loved playing. So I could play some video games.
I'm going to ask this one on the fly, coming off the question about multi-sports and Saban saying you could have played at UNC. Drake May is the best basketball player in the Gillette Stadium locker room, may or may not.
Ooh, we've had this debate many times in the training room and the meal room. I like my chances. I like my chances a lot. I think you know, combination of some of those guys, some of the big guys, they can't move with me, and some of the DBs and receivers, I think they're too small. So I like my chances.
All right, pause it there. Two things. He had a very specific answer, so I believe that they've debated this. He's like, the big guys, they can't move with me. The small guys, they can't handle me, all that. And in my experiences, Fitzy, this is the oldest argument in the Patriots locker room. It doesn't matter the team, the generation. This argument about basketball, pickup basketball, charity games, who was better in high school, the DBs are faster, the tight ends are bigger. They all think they're NBA players. They all think.
Oh, 100%.
And some of them, actually, if you ask them, what was your first sports love? Oh, basketball. Oh, like, they all love basketball, at least first. Some of them probably maybe even still more than football. And I love this. I was trying to think, who do we think the second best basketball player is in the Patriots
Diggs.
Locker room? Diggs, okay. Have you seen any? I know over the years you do a lot of the events and different things. Have you ever seen a Patriots charity basketball event and any of their abilities on the court?
I have not. I've seen bowling and I've seen flag football and a couple other things, but never basketball. But I'd love to. I mean, I think that would be great. I bet you. I wonder if Matt Collins can hit a shot.
Probably. I assume all these guys can kind of play. You know, they're all good athletes. My guess is some of the big ones can dunk like that, and you're like, oh, wow, didn't know he'd
if
be.
If Mike Onwenu can dunk, then I'm Miles Davis.
Gravity might have something to say about that one, but I was thinking more like a Milton Williams, for example.
Oh, I bet he could. The Milt Man, I bet he can hoop.
All right, so that was the drive. That was the Drake May interview. That was May or May Not. If you missed any of it, you can always go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. I wish I could rewind from the next segment before we even do it, because we are going to do our pick six replay recap for the week. And big surprise, some of them won and some of us lost. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.